The next kind of technique that's involved is statistical sampling. I referred to that idea when I said they tried to arrange things so that they had 1 in 20 odds. The whole subject of statistical sampling is somewhat mathematical, and I won't go into the details. The general idea is kind of obvious. If you want to know how many people are taller than 6 feet tall, then you just pick people out at random. And you see that maybe 40 of them are more than 6 feet, so you guess that maybe everybody is. Sounds stupid. Well, it is and it isn't. If you pick the 100 out by seeing which ones come through a low door, you're going to get it wrong. If you pick the 100 out by looking at your friends, you'll get it wrong because they're all in one place in the country. But if you pick out a way that, as far as anybody can figure out, has no connection with their height at all, then if you find 40 out of 100, then, in 100 million, there will be more or less 40 million. How much more or how much less can be worked out quite accurately? In fact, it turns out that to be more or less correct to 1%, you have to have 10,000 samples. People don't realize how difficult it is to get the accuracy high. For only 1 or 2%, you need 10,000 tries. The people who judge the value of advertising in television use this method. No, they think they use this method. It's a very difficult thing to do, and the most difficult part of it is the choice of the samples. How they can arrange to have an average guy put into his house this gadget by which they remember which TV programs he's looking at, or what kind of a guy an average guy is who will agree to be paid to write in a log, and how accurately he writes in the log what he's listening to every 15 minutes when a bell goes off, we don't know. We have no right, therefore, to judge from the 1,000 or 10,000, and that's all it is, people who do this, who study what the average person is looking at, because there's no question at all that the sample is off. This business of statistics is well known, and the problem of getting a good sample is a very serious one, and everybody knows about it, and it's a scientifically okay business. Except if you don't do it. The conclusion from all the researchers is that all people in the world are as dopey as can be, and the only way to tell them anything is to perpetually insult their intelligence. This conclusion may be correct. On the other hand, it may be false, and we are making a terrible mistake if it is false. It is, therefore, a matter of considerable responsibility to get straightened out on how to test whether or not people pay attention to different kinds of advertising. As I say, I know a lot of people, ordinary people, and I think their intelligence is being insulted. I mean, there's all kinds of things. You turn on the radio. If you have any soul, you go crazy. People have a way, I haven't learned it yet, of not listening to it. I don't know how to do it. So in order to prepare this talk, I turned on the radio for 3 minutes when I was at home, and I heard two things. First, I turned it on, and I heard Indian music. Indians from New Mexico. Navajos. I recognized it. I had heard them in Gallup. And I was delighted. I won't give an imitation of the war chant, although I would like to. I'm tempted. It's very interesting, and it's deep in their religion, and it's something that they respect. So I would report honestly that I was pleased to see that on the radio there was something interesting, that was cultural. So we have to be honest. If we're going to report, you listen for 3 minutes. That's what you hear.